Hello, it's the 16th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Nadine Dorris still has not officially resigned as the Conservative MP for Midsbeds, in spite of her announcement that she would be vacating the position with immediate effect. The former Culture Secretary said she would like to further understand the reasons her peerage was refused, despite having her name submitted as part of Boris Johnson's resignations honour list. Dorris has accused officials loyal to the current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, of removing her name. She has approached the House of Lords Appointments Commissions through a subject access request in order to review all correspondences relating to her peerage. As a result, Ms. Dorris could delay a potential 20th of July by-election until autumn. The Prime Minister's close circle have denied the name removal allegations. Bedford Borough Council is cautioning Bedford residents against the lighting of fires, including barbecues, in parks and other public spaces during the increase in outside temperature. They warn that the current lack of rain has raised the likelihood of fire flare-ups. The final detainee on the run after escaping from Yarlswood Immigration Removal Centre with seven others last April has finally been captured. A man in his 20s is now in the custody of Beds Police after being spotted in Watford. James Panter, the Detective Chief Inspector, said, "We are no longer looking for anyone else in connection with the subsequent escape of detainees at Yarlswood. This has been a huge collective effort." Businesses in and around Bedford Town Centre will be participating in this year's Fiver Feast, where restaurants, coffee shops and retailers offer select items to customers for just £5. The event, part of a wider national promotion of small businesses, runs through till the 24th of June. That's all for this week. Have a lovely weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.